journey,
Sure.
your journey towards the chief operating officer?
Yeah, I mean, journey is the correct way to describe it. So, I went to Aptos High, and afterwards, attended Santa Clara University. I thought that I wanted to be a doctor, started as a chemistry major, got a C in organic chemistry and was devastated. Thought I could never become a doctor and dropped all my science classes and took a random set of classes, and one of them being economics, and I enjoyed it. So I continued on studying economics. The interesting part was for me, I was already in the School of Arts and Sciences, so I didn't take any business. The economics was either in the business school or arts and sciences, so I didn't have any business classes. And afterwards, I honestly didn't know what I wanted to do. So I took a job as a financial analyst at a semiconductor company. And the unique situation there was it was a rotational program. So I was able to rotate through a bunch of departments within the company. And so I got a great exposure to all kinds of different accounting and finance type positions in the semiconductor company. From there, I decided to move back to Santa Cruz because I missed, despite not being that far away, I just missed living on this side of the hill. And I started working for my dad's company that I'd always kind of worked at. That was kind of my summer job. He had a wholesale meat distributorship. I continued to work with him because ultimately, the person that was kind of his main person ended up leaving for various reasons, and I kind of filled that position. And from there, did a lot of all kinds of things at the company, from our accounting, our finance, to our sales, purchasing, just kind of general operations. I don't know if either of you have ever worked with family. It can be difficult. So I worked there for almost 8 years and decided that I needed a change. And I went back to Santa Clara and got a certificate of advanced accounting proficiency, which allowed me to take the CPA and get my CPA certificate or license. And from there, worked at PricewaterhouseCoopers, which is a large global accounting firm. And really thought that I was going to pursue a career as a CPA, but after a year, decided that I wanted to be more in business rather than just a consultant and rather than just someone that was providing a service. So, as I said, it was a journey. So I bought a few businesses after that, went back working for my dad, and then ended up at Verve after I sold those businesses.
And so
So,
CPA is Certified Public Accountant.
accountant, yeah.